Bros, Bruce, Monday Cruise
on the seven seas.
On the seven seas,
join the cruise.
Join the cruise.
I'm sailing for my wife. I'm sailing for my life.
Sailing on the wide open seas.
Podcast your net into the ocean. Pod finds the fish of pure devotion.
On the cruise.
On the cruise.
On the cruise.
Bros, Bros, Monday Cruise.
Welcome everyone to episode 4 of Bros, Brews, Monday Cruise.
We made it!
All aboard! Get on this boat, because we're ready to take you on a ride. We've got all the boys here, as usual. I'm Sammy B, running the show today. To my left, we have...
My name's Andy Weston, and I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. To his left, we have...
Drew Hancock, and he's happy to be here.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I'm happy to be here. I'm normally a sad little man, but on BBMC recording nights, I transform, and that's what you're hearing right now.
He's I can tell.
Yeah. A beautiful butterfly, and he's okay. Come out of his chrysalis.
My cocoon. Yeah, chrysalis, whatever.
We want to touch your butterfly beads. Yeah. And on your left...
Yep.
We have, as always, Mr. James Hitch.
Now, there's been some rumors going around that James Hitch has left the podcast due to...
Irreconcilable
differences.
But we can prove that he is still here.
Yeah, it's a blatant lie, and we just want to quash those rumors right
What
now.
Do you have to say about...
Yeah, James, put the people's minds at rest.
I'm James Hitch. Sorry, prepare for terrible sex in a public place. what is the penis?
Yeah, just thanks
that's
for your
classic
input.
Hitch. Classic Hitch.
And that's why he could never leave the podcast, because his input is just valuable and always on topic and hilarious, so, you know.
We couldn't do it without him. Yeah. And on a completely unrelated note, I have great news. Drew has been promoted from intern to one of the boys.
Yes. Congratulations!
Thanks, guys. It's been months coming. Well, nearly a year.
You can now join the BBMC Kissing Club.
Ooh, what does that involve?
Well, Sam will kiss you hard on the lips.
You can take that now, or you can take that later.
I think I'll do that in the first drinks break, if that's all right.
That's not a problem.
Cool.
And we will Instagram that. It'll go up on our Instagram feed, brosbrewsmondaycruise.biz on Instagram.
What's the hashtag for that one, just for our listeners?
Hashtag is BBMC Kissing Club.
That's BBMCKC, if anyone couldn't... do that acronym themselves. There it is.
No, kissing clubs are in
here. Oh, okay, right, okay, yeah.
Write it out.
Maybe we could do both. Great, well, as we all know, everyone's here. Just going to jump...
Absolutely.
Absolutely, James.
Absolutely, James.
Absolutely.
Classic. Hey, James, do you still enjoy kicking small dogs?
Absolutely.
Classic James.
Classic
oh
James.
Oh my god, what kind of man do we have in our midst? Right, sitting right next to us.
Hold him back.
He is out of control. But we're just going to jump right into it today. Guys, I've got something I want to talk to you guys about. I've been thinking about it for quite a while. I need your opinion on this. It's a pretty heavy situation. You're in the bathroom. You're taking a whiz at the urinal. If someone strolls in, they look to the urinals. The middle one's full. You can't stand next to them. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. So they still want to stand and pee because they're a man and that is their God-given right.
Yeah.
Right? So they go to the cubicle.
Yeah.
They're just peeing. They lift the lid. They're peeing.
Jesus Christ.
They haven't shut the door. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, it's a bit...
No problem.
Should they have to shut the door or not? Is it urinal rules or is it
it's
cubicle rules?
Nah. If you're standing up to pee, then the door stays open. That's fine.
Sometimes I just...
But if your pants are down, you should shut the door.
You're doing a little boy pee. Because it feels good, man. You definitely want
to. The only people just that are allowed to do little boy pees in a public bathroom are little boys.
Little boys.
Can everyone, can you guys both just explain to everyone else what a little boy pee is?
Little boy pee is where you get to the urinal and you're like, I don't want any of this pants business holding me back. So you drop your decks, you drop your underdecks.
And everything down around the ankles.
Under decks and under decks?
Yeah, I wear two pairs of
underdecks. The undies under the undies. Yeah.
Okay.
I like to wear like satin boxes and then underneath that really, really tight G-boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the satin just kind of glides that the initial pants coming down.
It's the keeps your slippery planet, Pete so in place.
Fantastic.
So I don't remember what my point was.
You get little boy pee in your pants around your ankles.
Pants around your ankles and you just no hands.
I did that in first year primary school and at home, you know, you pee in your toilet with the door closed and I did little boy pees because why wouldn't I? Yeah. And then you get to primary school and I did it and some older boys came in and it was probably the first
slapped
week.
You on the body.
No, and they just laughed at me and like they thought it was the funniest thing ever and I shamefully pulled those pants up and no one told me. I just knew. I was like, no, you can't do that. You gotta keep those pants sort of mostly on.
I was definitely doing it a lot older than everyone else.
Ever just undo the zip and put your penis out of the zip hole, or do you like undo the top button as well?
You usually try and get that top button.
I don't do the top button at all. I just straight through the hole.
Oh, really? That is the idea of the fly. That is the point.
Yeah, that's
never done. It's I don't like it. I like to have a bit more freedom.
Yeah, it's a bit. You're afraid of the zip?
I think you are so far away from the little boy pee that you've forgotten how liberating a little
you're
boy
a big,
feels.
You're a big man peeing. That's like that's right. Like a businessman peeing with your, I don't even undo the
do
tuck
you, like, room. Shield your penis with your other hand in case people are looking at
definitely.
It?
Definitely.
I actually have a little cardboard tent that I put over.
Do you think they should build that into pants? This is like, when you undo the zip, a little pop-up tent goes over your dick.
Yeah, it springs out like it's ready. It's coiled up and it's just ready to go. Boing, and it goes. It makes it like a bit of a noise when it comes out. Maybe something like.
Oh, glad we waited for that one.
Okay, well, great to get your guys' opinion on that. Do you guys have anything you want to get off your chest?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
It's this. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner.
Is that it? Is that all you want to say?
Eating a Christmas pie.
Okay.
He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, oh, what a good boy am I. He's not a good boy!
Yeah.
He's just ruined that pie.
He's ruined the pie. He's put his thumb in it. He's a naughty boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely, James. So he's not a good boy at all, and I think kids shouldn't be taught that. Yeah. And also, I think Jack Horner is a dirty name.
Yeah, that's a porno name if ever I've heard one.
Yeah,
I get really sad when I hear the one about old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard, fetched her poor doggy,
and she
a
found
bone.
Her husband hanging in there.
No, that's not the version. That's not the version I heard. To fetch her poor doggy a bone. But when she got there, oh, I've lost it now. She found there was known. It didn't rhyme. It was none.
To fetch her poor doggy a bone. She opened the door, and what did she saw? Her dead husband, and now she's alone.
Holy fuck!
Wow. Okay, let's move on from the old nursery rhymes. Drew, you got anything to talk about?
I got a few things to say. I just wanted to say, why you seem to be very quiet, James? You're just interjecting. Mm. Is there something wrong?
Oh, I had too many schooners.
Oh, he had too many schooners. He's a bit drunk. But we'll see what we can pry on him. Just I just was thinking the other day, M. Night Shyamalan, what are you doing, buddy? You know, you started off great, and it's just getting ridiculous. I think I saw the other day he's making a movie about a talking cat now or something. I don't know.
Twist of that be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Turns out it's a dog.
Turns out it can't talk. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know, James. What are your thoughts on the matter?
I've seen Signs. I've seen Signs.
Yeah,
Signs was great. Did you enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, anyway.
Did you enjoy The Sixth Sense?
Absolutely.
It's yeah. It was a great director in his time, in his prime, and we know James is a connoisseur of movies, so that opinion has a lot of weight.
James, as a connoisseur of movies, is M. Night Shyamalan your favourite director of all time? All right, that was a joke.
Anyway, yeah, so M. Night Shyamalan, what are you doing, mate? I'm just spitballing here, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just,
he puts the sham in M. Night Shyamalan.
He puts the shame in his family, I'll tell you that much.
Should be Good Night Shyamalan as well.
Well, speaking of classic movies, something I've noticed recently is that you can always tell if a movie's going to be great if the lead actor gets, like, double billed. You know, they're playing the two main roles or something like that. Like, you go back to Doctor Strangelove, Peter Sellers, playing a few roles in that absolutely classic Kubrick, one of the best directors of all time. Adaptation, we see Nicolas Cage killing it. And that's not something I would say lightly because he's a joke most of the time. You've got Austin Powers, Mike Myers, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, Eddie Murphy, just some of the best movies of all time. Do you guys agree on that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Absolutely. but what I like to think is double build, double the bills.
Yeah. Cash money.
Yeah.
You're talking cash money, right?
I'm talking about making that cashola.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Opening and closing the cash register and putting more money in it. I keep all of my money in a cash register in my bedroom.
Okay, well, we're going to jump to a quick advertisement and we'll be right back with the BBMC monthly meeting business pitch. That's what we're coming back to.
That wasn't an acronym at all.
Nah, doesn't it always have to be acronyms? It's the BBMC meeting pitch. And we're just going to jump to an advertisement for...
This advertisement is for hand jobs.
I'm sweaty. I'm hot. I like to nail. That's right. I'm a home handyman from Hand Jobs. You got some jobs that need to be done with your hands? Hand Jobs is who you call.
If you need a man wearing a white singlet and a blue pair of jeans to come and hammer a nail into something, you've called the right place.
Do you have a job that needs doing? That's long, it's hard, but you want it faster. You need it done now. You need it done right now. Call Hand Jobs, the handyman.
This is not a sex service.
We do all sorts of jobs by hand. Carpentry, welding.
Getting that shit out of the gutter.
Getting the shit out of the toilet. Some jobs that shouldn't be done by hand, we do by hand. We'll handle toxic chemicals with hands.
Hi, I'm Handy Andy, and I like to drill, if you know what I mean.
I'm Handy Drew, and I'll screw anything you put in front of me, if you know what I mean.
Hi, I'm Handy Sam, and once the job's done, I'll lay some pipe in your house for free. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I'm Handy Dale, and I like to sort the plumbing out, if you know what I mean. You know, your waste traps, your basic water in, ins and outs, all that sort of stuff. We'll sort out by hand for you at Hand Jobs. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Handy James Hitch, and I will move my hand up and down on your penis until you come.
Once again, Hand Jobs is not a sex service.
Touch my body! Feels real good! Get a handyman from Handy Jobs! Woo!
Okay, it is time for the Bros Brews meeting conference. And you know what time it is? That's what time it is. Time to make some money.
Money, 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 money.
That's right. Who is going to go first? Now, normally we would have intern Drew decide who's going to go first. Maybe that means he should go first. What do you think, Andy?
Sure, whatever.
Okay. It's...
What do you got for us? You know, a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this.
This is your chance.
Your time. You know, if you fuck this up, you're
so
being demoted.
As Rebecca Black said in her follow-up single, After Friday, this is your moment. Your moment.
What?
Yeah, that's right. She had other songs.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really not well prepared. The promotion from internship was... I literally just found out.
Temporary promotion.
Right at the start of the episode. So I got some ideas floating around.
Well, congratulations.
Kicking around in my head, but...
Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up.
It's a lot of pressure. Don't fuck up. I'll get started then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys, what do you spend most of your time doing when you're not at work, when you're not sleeping? What do you spend most of your time doing? Snapchatting pictures of yourself in tight pants to women. Am I correct? Tell me that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
that. That's kind of, you know, there's
tight
all the
pants
kids.
Pics are the new
they're on. Pants. They're on Tinder. They're on Grindr. They're on Thrinder. They're
name
on
name four other apps.
They're on Minster.
One.
Does it have to be in a dating app?
It has to end with R.
Uber fucks.
Two.
Callback.
Uber sleeps, which
three.
Is the sort of the knockoff.
One.
The polite version.
And I heart milfs is obviously that one's like a given. But you know you're on these things and you match someone, you swipe in whatever way that swipes the right way for the person, I can't remember. Left?
Right is bad.
Left is bad, okay. Because left-handed people are the devil.
They should not exist.
Yeah.
We should die.
So, you're matching these people. Oh, cool, yeah, ha, 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 LOL. You know, you've got your LOL button, you press it when they say something.
Drew, how long has it been since you flirted with someone?
A long time. Anyway, so you get, and finally, you know, it starts, and that's when you get, add me on Snapchat. Oh, the dreaded words.
Dreaded?
Okay. Well, no, it's good, because but you know what that means. When you get added on Snapchat by your potential date, these girls and guys want to see, they don't want a dick pic, they don't want a naked penis. No one wants that.
No.
They want to see just like sort of, belt down to knee shot of just a bulge in the pants or the shorts or whatever. They just want to see a bulge.
I like to call it the John Hamm.
And so they want to see the John Hamm. And, you know, sometimes the lighting's not great. Sometimes some of us are not well endowed and don't have an impressive bulge.
Like
and
John Hamm.
I'm not saying
John Hamm has a small bulge. I'm saying that he
John
has an impressive bulge.
And you're like, oh, she's seen John Hamm. What, you know, I can't send her a Snapchat of this. This is nothing. So we design and sell an exclusive Snapchat filter that makes your bulge bigger.
Oh!
That's really good.
That's my idea.
That's okay.
But like all the Snapchat filters out there these days, like they just, you get an update and it comes with, I'm a
dog.
I'm a bee. I'm a fucking, I got like too many necks or something.
hey, I love that filter. Yeah,
my house is on fire. I lost my grandmother's Holocaust ring. But what I'm suggesting is we've got this special bulge package, if you will, with a nice lighting one and an enhancer which makes, but it's not just a fake bulge, it literally identifies the bulge and it sort of proportions it the way that it
so
should
it stretches be and pixelates
it just kind of like it. Yeah, but it's not just a generic thing that goes make whatever's in the middle bigger.
It knows.
It goes, it's like
it identifies.
That's the dick. Let's see what magic. And and you got to pay for this special bulge package. That probably one off like $1.99
or something. Are you not worried that when the pants finally are removed, that the bulge won't be there? It's the same as putting the old cucumber down the pants. So we've all done that, and I'm doing it right now. But like when you guys take off my pants later,
mine's
you're
an ear
see
of
that
corn.
There's just a cucumber down there. Yeah. And you're like, that was for a snack.
I mean, I did think about that, but personally, I don't give a shit because I'm not doing it. So.
I think this is going back to Drew's been in a long-term relationship for a little bit too long now. I don't think he really understands
But
the modern dating scene works.
I don't know, because people match and then they meet the person and they're like, oh, you don't look like that in real life. Well, like, you look like it, but not really. So there's all sorts of sort of, I'm not going to say false advertising, but embellishments going on all over the place.
If a girl had a photo...
A boob enhancer or something.
Like, she just had two balloons in her top, and then take off her top, and the helium balloons, they fly away.
You try and catch them, because those are fun to play with, and you're like,
everyone enjoys those.
I don't know about you, lady, but I'm going to go and inhale those and say stuff with a high voice or whatever. Yeah.
To be honest, I think that'd be the greatest date I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't love that? It's,
So I've got a question about this. The type of technology we see in image recognition these days, Facebook, you put up your photo, it knows who you are. It recognizes who you are. Will Snapchat eventually learn the curvature of your penis and just quickly speeds up the process and it just knows what to enlarge straight away?
And like it comes up on Facebook, it's like, is this Drew Hancock's penis?
And eventually, no, that's Andy Weston's penis.
And Facebook learns the penises.
Yeah, well, that's John Hamm's penis, obviously. It probably wouldn't make that mistake.
John Hamm's ham guys, will maybe. Be like the beta test. Yeah. Like that. I mean, that's the alpha. Come on.
I think that could. It's definitely a possibility, and that obviously raises a lot of questions with privacy. You send a bulge pic. No one sends dick pics anymore, by the way, guys. It's all about bulge pics now. You send a bulge pic, not anonymously, but sort of somewhat, oh, this is private, and then they share it, and then and it's like, oh, it doesn't matter, my face is in it. Nah, that shit goes up on Facebook, it goes bam, that's your dick through some Saturn boxes, and
it can tell and it
tags it as such, and you go report, this is my dick, I don't want it on here. And Facebook's like, we've reviewed this and we found it does not violate our terms and conditions. Have a nice day, you perfect fucking idiot. That's what the message actually says from Facebook.
This is a dystopian future.
But I don't give a shit about that, to be honest. I just want to make some money. So
that's what we're all about.
Yeah. I mean, if it hurts the user, but we already got the $1.99, do I give a shit? I'm going to say no.
Hard no. All right, you little dipshits, it's Andy's turn to pitch a business idea.
Oh, okay. Totally receptive at this point, yeah.
All right. Shut up, James. So, my idea is we start a band.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Lucrative.
That'll make money.
Yeah.
And we call the band Wet Paint.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
No, dummy! No? It's so that every time you see a poster for wet paint, it's free publicity.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Think of this. Literally everywhere that you go, there's a sign that says wet paint. The world is constantly being repainted, and we are going to capitalize on that.
Yeah, that's great.
So, the band's called Wet Paint. Their best song is called Wet Paint, and it just repeats wet paint a lot. So whenever you see a sign for wet paint, you're like, wet paint, wet paint, wet paint, wet paint.
Is the music in the background just wet paint sloshing around in a paint can?
Yeah, it's very, like, subliminal as well. And so that's just the start of it. So the band's called Wet Paint. The number one song is called Wet Paint. Every single song on the album corresponds to a street sign.
Mm.
So there's a song called Caution. There's a song called Give Way. There's a song called Melbourne Central Station. There's a song called...
That one might not be a worldwide hit, but...
There's a song called Mumbai is now Bombay, but it's back to Mumbai. Wrong way around. There's a song that's called Bombay is now Mumbai.
And is that a sign? Have they printed that on a sign at any point in human history?
When you turn up at the Mumbai airport, there's a big sign that says, Bombay is now Mumbai.
Oh.
But there's only one sign, so you get one free.
You get one chance. Sign. And then if you accidentally call it Bombay, you get kicked out of India.
Cool.
Wow.
And
is
then
that related to the band?
And the album is called Sign of the Times.
Oh!
Here we go.
Why?
Settle down.
Why is it called that?
Because it's there's signs.
No.
Speaking of signs,
I've seen signs. I've seen signs.
You have seen signs, and that's why this is going to work, James. You've seen street signs, and that's the idea I'm going with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I like having quality banter with James.
Yeah, he's just so positive, and he's just... feels he feeds our flow.
So, any questions?
That's pretty solid. What kind of what will the genre of the band be?
Street music.
Street music. Can you define that a little more clearly for me?
Most of the beats are just cars honking.
Oh, okay. So literally street music. You don't mean like the music of the street?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you do. Like, I'm going for the metaphors.
Literally the music of the street. It's just me singing over the sounds of a busy intersection.
Oh, okay. Is it in time at all? Are there like cars honking and that creates the beat, or there's no real? It's just
sometimes
a rhythmic.
Syncs up.
It's just noise.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever been at like the crossing and it's like tick, 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 and then you like start rapping over it? That's the first 20 minutes of the album.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. I do like that sound. I like when you get like two kind of doing different speeds at the
like
same time.
Like when your indicator is like...
That's the second half of the album. You boys are onto it.
Yeah. When you're listening to music in your car and you're turning and your indicator syncs up with the song, it's like, oh, yeah.
But like, even if we don't do this, next time you see a sign that says wet paint, you're going to think of this. Yeah. So it's good marketing.
And it
makes business sense. In fact, it makes more than business sense. It makes business dollars.
Hey.
Well, it'll certainly remind people of our fantastic podcast that they're now listening to next time they see a wet paint sign. So if that's all we get out of it, that's a pretty good idea.
That's a bonus.
Should we change the podcast name to Wet Paint?
Yeah,
that actually would be not bad.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know if you got any feedback on the idea, Sam?
No, I think it's pretty solid. I think it would be a lot better if you just like wrote catchy songs and called it Wet Paint. I don't know about the whole arrhythmic atonal noise aspect. That's never really hit the top of the charts as of yet. Could be wrong. You could prove us wrong.
Look, Sam, I'm willing to change the name of the band. I'm willing to change the name of all of the songs. But I'm not willing to change the street music.
My art is my soul. I will not compromise.
And you said, so we're starting this band. What do we do in this band?
Well, Sam, you stand on a street corner and yell out, get your big issue.
Record real people doing that with the big issue. You don't have to.
Look, I'm not risking a lawsuit on this.
Yeah.
And true. Drew, you pretend to be a tram and you go ding ding
ding ding. Get out of the way, you bloody wanker.
And James
once
just,
again, just get real trams.
James is just a random pedestrian that says absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like he's down with the idea.
Fast, yeah, he's into it. He's good at it as well.
I only really had one little point. Having been in bands myself, the whole point of the name Wet Paint is that you're saving money on advertising. I mean, realistically, we're looking at probably saving about $100 to $200 a year by not having signs. So it's not
not
that lucrative.
Who gives a shit what your band's called, really?
Right. So you just really want to make a band with street noise and nonsense music.
I already told you that I will compromise on the name. I will compromise on the album name. I will compromise on the track name. I will not compromise on the street noises.
Okay, I'm down. We'll do that. We'll record some of that.
So I guess it's time for Sammy B to make a pitch.
That's right. Okay. You guys know me. Get that...
drum roll.
Get that going.
Hey, Sammy V.
In the
Sammy
house!
V. Sammy V! Sammy V! Sammy V! Sammy V! Sammy V! Sammy V! Sammy V!
So you guys know me as someone with my finger on the pulse. You know, I have my ear to the ground. I'm listening to the issues. I hear what the people are saying. Everyone knows that about me. The audience knows that. I'm deeply moral, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am.
No, I am.
And I ain't apologizing for that. I weigh situations up with both hands. I say, this side says this, this side says that. What is the best way for us to progress through history? So my problem at the moment is it's a big issue. Everyone's talking about the prisons are too crowded. We've got to do something about that.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm the person who can step up and be sensitive to that sort of issue. And I've come up with a solution. And I call it the death penalty. We've got to get people out of prisons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not appropriate to kill them. You know, that's not good. It's 2017. So capital punishment, I'm not for that. But the death penalty gets around that. And basically, just anyone who's done something really bad, make them deaf and send them on their way.
I thought you said death penalty. And you did. That's amazing.
Okay, so you make them deaf.
Yeah, you make them deaf and send them back on out there. That frees up those prisons. We can put some lesser offenders in there. And
I like it. Eye for an eye, ear for everything else.
Yeah, exactly. What do you guys think about that?
I just told you.
Okay. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw, like, what's the sort of, like, minimum crime for making someone...
All right. I guess, like, it's got to be a situation, because this is where the original death penalty went wrong. False accused. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Basically, you want it to be cut, hard cut, right and wrong.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone's saying they did it. And it's like a crime like murder. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, they definitely did it. Or, yeah, they definitely look like they did it. You know, those sort of ones where you just know.
Yeah.
You just kind of know just by either looking at them or they maybe you heard someone else say, oh, they definitely did it.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of know.
Like when someone gets murdered and your nana's like, oh, I bet the husband did it. And you're like, well, yeah, I bet the husband did it.
I mean, that's a
nana
lead.
Nana said so, yeah.
That's a lead you should follow up and probably she should talk to
police
about that.
Police should interview nanas. When someone gets murdered, should we go to everyone's nana?
Yeah.
Who do you think did it? Oh, I think it. And that's... you average it out, that's who did it.
Yeah.
99% of the time, I'm willing to bet.
Yeah.
In a way, it's beautifully poetic that your court hearing is your last hearing.
Oh! That is beautiful. And that's the sort of thing we can use to get this idea out there. So, I know what you're thinking, Drew. You're always thinking this. How does this make us money?
Yes, that is always what I'm...
You're always yammering on about that. Always well, about them big dollars, well, and so am I.
Pitches,
so am I. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
So, this is how it makes money. It cuts government budgets for correctional facilities,
yeah,
and it helps filter them back into big business where it should be, like ours.
Yes.
So,
corporations is where the money needs to be.
How does making someone deaf stop them from recommitting crimes?
Well, I mean, just like they'll be struggling with other challenges of life. They'll probably be a bit too busy to like rob
anything,
a bank. Like they're not going to hear the alarms going off.
Anything being deaf is going to make you less employable and make you resort to crime more often.
Yes, but lesser crimes.
Yeah, lesser
just
crimes.
Just petty, and we don't give a shit about those.
Okay, so name three crimes that you can't do if you're deaf.
Well, it's not as clear cut as that. Let's say, I'm a bad guy. I want to break into this house and I want to, like, kill the occupants and then take over the house. I guess that's
why you break
into... I feel
like you could do all of that without hearing.
No, because you can't sneak around. You have no idea how much noise you're making.
Your senses are heightened, though, so you smell the changes in the electromagnetic fields in the house.
It's in Daredevil.
Science, man. Yeah.
I can't argue with a film as high quality as Daredevil. Maybe you're right. But basically, I think, like, these people aren't even going to be able to get up on time in the morning. They're not going to hear their alarm. So how are they going to be committing crimes? Like, they're just going to be sleeping all day.
Most people commit crimes at night.
Wow.
All right, not when you think of a stereotypical crime, it's like everyone's wearing black and white suits.
Yeah, they've got the bags with the dollar signs on them.
Yeah, and they feel like...
An eye mask.
For some reason, the sneaking is actually louder than walking.
Yeah, I know, and they're not going to know, so they're going to be sneaking around the house making those squeaky noises, but they're not going to realize it. So everyone, the dog, the baby, they're all going to be waking up saying...
There's some music that's like... Dum, dum,
dum, dum, bit of jazz. Dum, 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 taking that bass for a walk. Yeah.
But I guess if you're deaf, you can't hear that, so you can't really get in the mood.
You can't, you can't do that.
And that throws off your rhythm when you're trying to steal stuff.
Also, if you're trying to like sneak in somewhere at night, you rely on your hearing to get around. Like, you can't see because it's so dark. So if you're down two senses, you're going to get caught straight away.
You can't listen to Slayer to get yourself pumped up to commit crimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can't listen to Megadeth. You can't listen to any crime-committing music.
If you're pulling an elaborate heist and there's a montage of the heist happening, Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. I mostly commit crimes when I hear some badass music and going, and then it makes me commit crimes.
Yeah, pumps you up.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. So, you're probably, what else you're wondering?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what the listeners are wondering. Probably what James is wondering.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What James here is wondering is, how do we make them deaf?
How do you
make them deaf?
Absolutely.
Is it surgery? Is it just put things in their ears until they stop hearing? Nope. You get other inmates to just yell at them really loudly, really close, and that is a punishment in itself to the other inmates. So you're really like saving money on the amount of punishments you're dishing out.
Okay, I like it.
That's for lesser crimes, the yelling.
Wait, so you having to yell as a punishment?
Yeah, but it's for lesser crimes.
Because it hurts your throat.
Yeah, it hurts, okay, and you get tired. And
okay.
Yeah, so that's my idea.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Let the people decide that.
I think it's no wet paint.
No wet paint sounds like a good sign that I want to see.
I've seen signs. I've seen signs.
Yeah. Thanks for your input, James. I don't know. I like where it's going, mm-hmm.
I hate where it's been.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I can see its merits, but I think I think an issue you might run into is you're going to create a stigma with deaf people. You know, you bump into a deaf person in the street normally, and the poor thing.
Actually, he's right.
But now it's like, this dirty fuck, fucking defo must have robbed a bank or something.
No, we give them signs. Just say, I am not a criminal.
So
couldn't literally anyone wear that.
There's like a black
government authorized sign.
Yeah, but there's a black market for fake "I'm not a criminal, I'm just deaf" sign.
So if they could sneak and
we
I'm
can
not
sell
a criminal,
those though. We can sell those.
Yeah, we can sell,
can sneak an "I'm not a criminal" t-shirt into a prison, and a prisoner puts it on. Do they get to walk free?
Yes.
It's not a t-shirt. It's a sign that hangs around your neck. It's about the size of like a car registration.
We should make it a t-shirt.
It's like a necklace, and you have to wear it all the time.
It's like a big 80s rap necklace.
Even in the shower, just in case.
Why don't you just get rid of the eyes, get rid of the ears, get rid of the mouth?
Oh, like what?
Metallica's one video.
Like Princess Bride, what he says he's going to do to the guy at the end.
Yeah, I am Ego Montoya.
To the pain, yeah.
You killed my father.
You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
But he doesn't. He just like cuts all his stuff.
I have a woman's name.
Yeah.
Ego?
No, Mandy.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that song, Mandy?
It's about him.
It's about Mandy Patinkin.
Who's it by, Drew? Who's it by?
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow, yep. Massive Princess Bride fan.
That's massive attack. Barry Manilow, massive attack, collab, Mandy.
Well, I'm going to buy that album.
I don't know if those are the words at all.
Ah. Mandy Padrinkin, oh, man, more like man. It, am I right, boys?
You're not wrong.
So we're gonna take a skull break. Jeez, sculling time
with the boys.
Fuck, that was some challenging drinking. I don't know if we can continue. What about you, James?
Oh, I had too many schooners.
You had too many schooners at the start of the podcast, so you must be fucking hammered now.
Absolutely.
He's in a right state. Yeah, so we probably better wrap this up. Normally, Drew, our intern,
James hasn't done his pitch.
He's
been so silent this episode.
He's been very quiet and he's a little bit tipsy.
Oh, I had too many schooners.
But I don't know, James, are you up to the challenge?
Absolutely. I actually think I know a way that we can make money.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that is...
Maybe a step up.
Maybe you're implying that our ideas wouldn't make money.
Maybe. I don't know. He thinks he's got an idea. So, James, lay it on us.
Okay. So...
Man, a lot Get of suspense.
James, what is your business pitch? Just tell us.
Google.com.
Google.com.
That already exists.
Absolutely.
That's already out there.
It's already
a thing.
You're saying that we start a website called google.com.
Is that the full extent of your idea?
iPads.
Google.com and iPads.
Okay, so...
Sounds like we've got nothing to back
that
up.
iPods?
Oh, I had too many scooters.
Okay, I think we're just going to cut them off.
Was it iPods?
iPads.
And Google.com. But we'll just cut him off there because he's
clearly over the limit.
Not able to contribute in a sort of constructive way to this.
You know what?
This meeting.
I think James's pitch and other things are a little played out. So maybe it's time we take a break.
Let's take a break and let's go to an advertisement. What's that advertisement for, Andy?
420 Blaze It.
Well, fill the bowl. Here we go.
I need music, dummy.
I know! We'll cut to music.
Hey, man. Pass me that good herb.
Yeah.
Light it up.
Oh no, man! Me herb patch is on fire!
The Thai basil! No!
If you spot a fire in the forest, in your backyard, at your mate's place, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 420 Blaze It. That's 420-252-9348. 420 Blaze It.
420 Blaze It, what's your emergency?
Hey, my name is Duncan.
Duncan, what's your emergency, please?
Me herb patch is on fire, and I never smoked weed in me life.
What's your location?
Jamaica. One Jamaica Road, Kingston, Jamaica.
You've actually called the 420 Blaze It operations in Australia. I'm afraid you've dialed the wrong number.
Oh, how much is this costing?
12:15 a minute.
Ah, you're Jamaican me crazy, mamma mia!
Like I said before, if you see a fire, don't be a fucking drongo. Call 420 Blaze It.
Thank you, man. Thank you for helping me somehow with my fire.
Authorised by the Australian government.
And we're back. What another fantastic advertisement. Now you are listening to Sammy B's Big Old Bam Bonanza.
Hey, oh!
Bam! 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 Okay, so this week we're delving into the realms of hip-hop. Now, this isn't a genre I know a lot about, so I'm going to kind of leave the interviewing over to my colleagues, Andy and Drew. I know Drew is way into the scene, so he'll be very lucrative during this interview.
Yeah, hip-hop music. Yeah, we're all about hip-hop music.
I'll be very ludicrous. No, it doesn't work. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, that sounded like a good joke. Okay, so, let you guys take it off. Here's our guest. His name is MC Showreel.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be here. What's going on?
Hello. Hey. Nice to see you, man.
MC Showreel. We don't really know a lot about you.
Oh, why not?
Well, your publicist actually contacted us to get you on the show.
That's right.
We haven't been able to find any of your recordings online, though.
Yeah, there's no videos, there's no...
But, you know, we're always... Like, that's what Sammy B's new band Bonanza is all about, like, showcasing new artists. Are you a new artist yourself?
I'd say I've been around for a while, and I'd say I'm a pretty big name. Maybe you've... heard some good things about me online. Probably I'm making some waves at the moment. If you don't know about me, maybe you're out of the loop. Are you saying you're out of the loop?
We've definitely read some good reviews. It's just we haven't actually heard any of your music.
Yeah, there's no. I mean, I couldn't find you on Spotify.
There is a Pitchfork review about you, right?
There's a lot of people talking about you, but not a lot of hearing. So we found this review that Pitchfork said, and I can't even, I'll just read it to you now. MC Showreel is the hottest thing to hit hip-hop since Flat Tops. A teller of truth, a poet of power. His rhymes bloom like beautiful flowers. Be careful if you can't swim because he flow like a tsunami. Wow, Pitchfork magazine wrote that. That's a pretty...
They don't normally write reviews that are that poetic.
Yeah, and I mean...
No.
It's...
Yeah, I think when you listen to me, you just get inspired. You know, I impart a little of my flow into whoever listens to me. And that's a professional review. They are a highly regarded website. So I think if you don't respect that, then you don't respect nothing. And I'm all about respect, you know.
Word. Respect.
Tell us a little bit about your name. What's MC Showreel all about?
They call me MC Showreel because I am faux real.
I was just going to ask, is it because you faux real?
I am faux real.
Does that mean that you're fake real, like faux real?
No, it ain't F-A-U-E-X or whatever.
Is it like this? It's actually like the beef soup, like the Vietnamese?
No, and actually you spell find that it's one. Pronounced...
Far real.
Yeah!
And I ain't
You're far... getting fucked up!
Hey!
Sorry, I ain't far real, I'm full real. And I keep it real, breakfast, lunch, and dinner to the end of the night. I'm real every minute of every day.
Okay. When you say, sorry, MC Showreel, when you say they call me MC Show, who is that? Is that your posse? Is that your crew?
Yeah, you that's got like my crew. It's my ladies. You
got
like
a D12 situation going on.
I'm mostly, I would say, what you would call a solo artist.
Oh, okay. Cool. Respect.
You know, I don't really need anyone to back me up because I've just got it straight out the gate.
When you said, I asked you, why are you called MC Showreel? And you said, because I'm faux real.
That's right.
Why aren't you just called MC Faux Real?
Well. I think you're looking too much into what is a name. I'm sure you're familiar with Shakespeare, what's in a name. Pretty sure he came up with the answer to that. It's nothing. Nothing's in a name. It's all about how you rhyme with that name, what comes from that name.
Did he say that?
I think he said something along those lines. I don't get to that level of school or nothing.
Reading's for fools.
That's right. You feel me, brother.
So you're from the streets. You're a dropout.
Oh, yeah, I'm from the streets. I keep it on the streets. I keep it real.
What streets are you from, MC Showreel? Not Foreal.
Well, maybe you've heard of it. It's the streets of Compton. You know, all the best rappers are from Compton.
Name and five rappers from Compton.
Well, I mean, who I grew up with, we're talking Dr. Dre. Talking Snoop Dogg. We're talking, he's pretty big right now, Kendrick Lamar.
Three.
Maybe you've heard of him. Ice Cube.
Four. The last one can't be an N.W.A. And,
well, you didn't state that at the start of it, and it's Eazy-E.
You could have also gone with Tupac.
Tupac.
I don't need to name drop names like Tupac for you to know I'm real. I'm realer than Tupac, that's for sure.
So I just want to go back to the fact that we couldn't actually find any of your music online.
Uh-huh.
Do you have, like, recordings? Have you made albums?
Oh, no, I don't go into a studio because I think when an artist goes into studio, that's so fake, man. I'm about keeping things real. You go into a studio, you doctor your performance. That's not really you. They cut it up. They auto-tune it. I don't need no auto-tune. I'm just real as it comes. So when you hear me out there on the streets, you can feel it. I'm imparting my soul. And also, I believe that when you take a recording, it takes a part of that soul from that song. And my songs are like my children. I don't want you stealing my children's souls. That's sick and you're disgusting. If you want to do that, I don't want to be around you.
Okay. Interesting. So I'm guessing all the hype's just sort of come about from live concerts and YouTube. I couldn't see anything on YouTube, but maybe there's some fan footage out there. Or
no, I usually say no cameras, and then I smash their phone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can say smash
it. You've still managed to make fans.
But... yeah, I got fans everywhere. You know, Pitchfork writing about me. And blogs, there's blogs. Yeah. I got my own website too.
Okay, so you wrote it yourself on a website.
It's altavista.mcshowreel.com.homepage.php.
Nice.
You gotta type all of that.
That's actually very close to the BBMC website.
Yeah, we use Altavista.
Yeah, we're next door neighbors, I heard, but I'm making bank and you ain't doing shit.
Oh, shots fired!
MC Showreel.
So, okay, another thing we want to touch on is your lyrical sort of content. I mean,
yeah, because we haven't heard any of your music. We don't know whether you're anti-Semitic or not.
Yeah, do you go the fake characters who perpetrate violence a la Eminem? Are you real street thug stuff?
Yeah, well, maybe I can show you guys what I'm all about. I can do a song for you live here in the studio.
Yeah.
No recordings.
Would love
no
to hear
recordings.
Do you want us to do a beat?
You guys don't record.
Like
you don't want us.
I brought my own.
You know this is a podcast.
You don't record this, do you?
Well, nope. We can.
We just talk to each other for fun.
We're just hanging out. The headphones.
Then I can do a song for you.
Is just, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, go for it, man. Yeah, hit it.
Okay,
it
well, I got a beat I brought along here. Here we go. Yeah, come on. Kamagashi Japanese kitchen. Korean barbecue beef don, $10. Everybody in the room, holla. Tonkatsu. Crumb pork cutlet. Oh, I'm gonna bust a nut, yeah. Tonkatsu curry, if you're in a hurry. It's $12. Dollars. Unagi don, what's going on? And that's a great deal, yeah. This is some great food.
I gotta say, can we just
stop the track for a second?
What's wrong?
First of all, that was dope.
Yeah, don't be.
I know.
Loved it.
I know. Yeah.
But second of it all,
you could never be a rapper. I'm just saying you need to get around your word issues.
It's true. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow
savage
leather.
Savage takedown.
It felt to me like you were maybe reading a menu from a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, is that where your lyrics are?
This particular track, it's called Kamagashi Japanese Restaurant. that's. As I said, I'm keeping it real, and that is the realest place to get some East Asian cuisine that I know. And I grew up eating this food. I just need to get the message out there about this restaurant, because they are the dopest.
Are they paying you to do this?
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is, I mean, it's
I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's a bit different from what we're expecting.
It doesn't rhyme. Yeah. Well, parts of it rhyme. A lot of it didn't.
There are some rhymes in there. I don't know. Maybe you don't have the ear for it. You know, maybe you're not from the streets, and you don't look like you're from the streets, wearing a sweater vest and shit. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
what about me? Do I look like I'm from the streets? Or?
I'm actually a little more. I'm actually a member of Wet Paint, and we're the original street band.
Cool, back.
How come I ain't seen no blogs about you, huh?
Well, I mean,
they all talking about me. They ain't got no space on their pages for no Wet Paint.
Maybe it's because we're out there making music rather than just reading menus and going on Pitchfork and writing your own fucking reviews.
Ooh. There is being some shade thrown in the studio.
I don't know, like, folks. I expected someone that was courteous, polite, you know, just the normal rap persona. And this is not what I'm getting from MC Showreel.
I don't know. I reckon we maybe give him one more chance. You know, if you got something that's not just a reading off a menu, something else you've got that you can sing.
Hey, let's get Sam's opinion. Sam, how are you feeling about how this is going?
I don't really get this whole scene. It seemed pretty good to me. It seems kind of like what you hear on the radio, like Lil Wayne and things like that.
Well, maybe we're just being too harsh.
I think you guys are being a bit harsh. Give him another chance.
Though.
I mean, he's gotten these mad Pitchfork reviews.
Yeah, that's true. He's got that mad Pitchfork review. All right, well, we'll give you another chance. Let's hear another song. MC Showreel.
Uh-huh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Yeah, I dedicate this one to my moms. R.I.P. in heaven. This one's for you. Here we go. Important safety instructions to reduce the risk of death by electric shock. Here's what you should not do. Come on. Always unplug it immediately after using. You don't do that, then use abusing. Do not use while bathing. It's your lives that I'll be saving. Come on. Do not place or store appliance where it can fall. Be the death of you all. Do not place in or drop into water or liquid. Nah, don't do that, kid. If an appliance falls into water, unplug it immediately. Do not reach into the water. Do not reach into the water. Oh, come on.
This is pretty good. Keep going.
To reduce the risk of burns. These are lessons that you need to learn. Come on.
Take it up.
Electrocution.
Now the singing chorus.
Okay. I do this just for you. Andy Liston, here we go, remix, 2017. This appliance should never be left unattended when plugged in.
When plugged in,
oh, plugged in. Close supervision is necessary when this appliance is used by on and near. Children are invalids. Children are infinite!
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Wait, you want him to stop? I want him to keep going forever. That's the best song I've ever heard. I've changed my mind entirely about you.
I didn't catch all of that, but is that the safety instructions for like a toaster or a hair dryer or something?
Yeah, that's right. It's a Conair brand S2-2300.
Is that the name of the song?
A Conair brand?
Yeah. Con Air hair dryers.
Like the movie.
As in the movie.
Yeah. That's what the brand of hair dryers is called. Maybe you ain't never had no girlfriends, Andy, and you don't know what they use, but that's what the brand is called.
Fucking.
I know, because I use one all the time. Look at these luscious locks. I'll just take off my hair.
All right. Wow. The listeners, he's just gotten his pubic hair out, and it is very well dried.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
ain't
I don't
no
know.
Moisture. Touch that.
I don't
touch
know when
that.
He.
No, get your pubic hair away from me, MC Showreel. No, get away. No, stop it. Stop it.
Touch it. Alright, but so that song is dedicated to my mom, who was taking a bath and she dried her hair at the same time, and she dropped that motherfucker in there and she fried.
She died.
That's a rap. That's
was
clean.
That on a
free rap.
It seems counterintuitive. If you're having a bath, drying your hair at the same time.
Well, she'd already put her head under as you're doing a bath, and then she's done with that part.
I'm sorry, that was really offensive. I'm sorry. That's
this is about my mom.
Yeah,
man.
It's a hard
about my mom
topic. I mean, it's a really dumb way to die, and
that's
genetically, you seem quite stupid as well. So it kind of makes sense that your mum was an idiot. But even still, it's harsh.
Okay, we're just going to circle back to the interview. That was we got a bit heated here.
Yeah, man.
Just a few things. I mean,
I feel like you ain't respecting me,
dogs. Yeah, he's not respecting him, dogs.
I honestly haven't respected you ever since you couldn't back up why your name is MC Showreel.
It's because I am for real. Hello!
So I've just got a few final sort of things to say, man.
Hit me with it.
Like, I mean, I'm not a rapper. I've never attempted to be one or said I was, and I'm not. I mean, you've definitely got some talent, but it's very unconventional what you do. And I just purely based off what we've seen and heard here today, I just can't imagine Pitchfork. Well, I could imagine them picking it up and listening to it, but writing that,
What are you trying to say?
Did you write that?
Look, I have to agree a bit with Drew on that one. Like, obviously, the first song was terrible. The second song was great, but...
It was great. I loved it.
But overall, I don't think you're worthy of the buzz that's floating around on the internet about you. And I'm suspicious.
You find that quote on my website. It's right there on the front page.
MC Showreel.
Wait, so that quote from Pitchfork is on your website?
Front page, can't miss it.
Is it on Pitchfork's website?
Where were you on 9/11?
Well, we all know that MC Showreel can't melt steel beams, so I don't think that's sort of, we're not going to call that.
But my raps is fire though, ain't they? Hello!
Yeah. But, I don't know, there's a lot of very suspicious things about you, MC Showreel. First of all, your raps, they're not great. And second of all, you're white, and you're really white, like way whiter than anyone they've ever seen. Like
Eminem is white?
Yeah, but he's not albino, and you are straight up albino. And I mean, I'm not saying that albino people can't make rap. I've just never seen an albino rapper before, and it's off-putting at first. And none of your reviews said that you're albino. They all said that you were an overweight African-American, which you're not.
Maybe they don't like to, maybe they don't speak the truth, but I speak the truth, and...
Where are you really from? Are you actually from Compton? Because I can't see it. Let's be honest, man. Come on. There's no microphones, there's no cameras, no one's recording this.
No one's
just
recording.
Be honest with us, buddy.
I'm actually from South Australia.
You were, the accent just didn't add up to me.
Talk in your normal voice.
Well, this is
my... Talk in a South Australian accent.
I mean, I could try and put one on, but this is my normal voice. I took vocal classes from 13 to 17 on how to speak like, you know, a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
I can't go back. I can't go back. Maybe I made a huge mistake. Do you think I made a huge mistake?
I think you're basically the life.
I just miss my mama.
You're about the funniest thing in this whole podcast episode, I'll tell you that much. Sorry, that was an uncalled for.
I don't know why you guys are being so mean to me.
Well, I mean, we got this very official, very important looking email from the PR company and offers of lots. I mean, we were told we would be heavily... Yeah. Subsidize this episode.
Now that I think about it, the publicist was...
There's no check for $4,000 coming, is there? That is bullshit, I'm guessing.
There's no check. I sent that email.
I don't think so. I fucking knew it. Look, man, we've wasted a lot of time with you and your raps already. I don't know. What do you think, Andy? You think we should cut it off here? Get him out of here?
No, I think you should do one more song.
One more song?
I ain't got a beat, but if you can provide one, maybe...
Okay, do you want a bass line and I'll beatbox?
What do you guys think I should rap about?
Just do it from your heart. Don't just read an instruction manual. Talk about where you're from.
Maybe James could give us a suggestion for a topic.
We can make sausages out of anything.
Yes!
Can you rap about that?
rap about sausages.
Yeah, I can give it a go.
The South Australian experience.
Okay.
You're at Bunnings. They're making sausages.
Bunnings on a Saturday. Now I got something that's gonna make you say yay. Holla, holla. Snacks for a dollar. Come and get it. You know to eat it. You just bought some plastic placemats from Bunnings and get this in your tummies. Oh yeah, come on. You wanna eat this? You wanna put some onions on it? It don't taste like shit, nah. It don't taste like shit, nah. Take some mustard, take some tomato sauce. Oh, you know.
Cut it off. No, you're not very good.
Yeah, let's cut that.
Yeah, get out. We're done with you. See ya.
Bad boy.
Yeah, James!
He was a bad boy, wasn't he, James? He was a bad boy.
Get out of the studio. I'm done with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he agrees. He wants you out. He's going down the hallway. He's crying. He's fucking... What a loser.
Oh, now some stray dogs are peeing on him. Get out of here, stray dogs! Get out of here, MC Showreel!
What an eventful interview. That's got to be... I mean, I know we had James Hetfield last time. He was an absolute delight. This was literally the polar opposite of...
Off the chain.
James Hetfield here. I mean, Sam was literally just sitting there with his mouth open for like the last 20 minutes, being like, I can't believe this shit, this guy's fucking... Well, you can say it, you're here.
That was like, it just kept, we're getting through those layers. Yeah. The next layer, you guys just getting to the hard-hitting questions. I don't think I could have done an interview that in-depth and that to the core. So thank you guys for taking over Sammy B's Bam Bonanza this week.
Yeah, not a problem, man. I hope that we can do it once every 4 podcasts.
I think our listeners will agree with that. And speaking of that, it's time to give thanks to our listeners. And I'd like to give thanks to Andy and Drew for being here. And our good friend James.
Oh, I had too many scooters.
Classic James.
Classic James. Thank you to MC Showreel. We'll see you next time. We're going to...
Sorry.
All right, James.
You've had enough. We'll leave you with one more advertisement.
BMC.
This summer, Paramount Pictures presents A Story About Freedom.
A story about courage.
I'm so brave.
A story about one man's struggle against the elements.
Oh no, the elements.
When he's attacked by sulfur, attacked by iron, attacked by magnesium.
Don't forget calcium.
I never do. Calcium helps your bones. And he'll be boning a lot in this film. Dick Bonin stars in his first role as Tom Bonin.
Tom! Don't leave me to save America. Stay at home and watch Netflix.
I ain't got time to chill. I got elements to fight. When the Earth's atmosphere goes from being mostly nitrogen to less nitrogen and a little bit more helium, Dick Bonin has to get out of his pants and get fucking...
Well, my fellow Americans, I've just received word that Air Force One has dropped Dick Bonin off at the summit of the mountain at Antarctica, and he is proceeding to fuck his way through climate change.
I actually think I know a way that we can make money. Okay, okay, so...
Bad boy. Bad boy. Bad boy.
Fabbot.google.com. Fabbot. Fabbot.
Absolutely.
Fabbot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Google.com. Google.com.
Oh, I had too many scooters. 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 Oh, I had too many scooters.
iPad.
Google.com.
Oh, I had too many scooters.
iPad. iPad.
Google.com.
Oh, I had too many scooters.
Absolutely. iPad.
Google.com.
Oh, I had too many scooters.
Absolutely. iPad.
Google.com.
iPad. iPad.
Google.com.
iPad.
iPad.
Google.com.
iPad.
iPad.
Google.com.
iPad.
iPad.
Google.com.
Absolutely.
iPad.
iPad.
Google.com.
iPad.
iPad.
Google.com.
Absolutely.
Google.com.
Pitch.
Sorry.
Prepare. Terrible.
Oh, I had too many scooters. 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 Oh, I had too many scooters.
Money.
I think that went pretty good.
Yeah, that went really good.
I was probably one of the best ones we've done so far, guys. Yeah,
absolutely.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed the potty, please smash that subscribe button
and give us a rating on iTunes. 5 stars only, please.
I'm actually cool with 4, but let's be honest, it costs you literally nothing to bump a 4 up to a 5.
Also, please tell your friends about us.
Please tell your friends about us.
Please tell someone. Help! I'm trapped in your phone.